This is MTN, the Michigan Talk Network, the fearless pursuit of truth. More talk now.
I told you earlier that Chris Pratt, Hollywood superstar, is a bad human being. Yeah, that's because he hunts. Yeah, he has a farm, too. He raises animals, and he actually eats them. So he's a bad human being. He owns guns. He's a hunter. He's a farmer. He's just a bad human being. And so out of that comes our next little foray into the liberal mind. Strange place to look around, to say the least. In that same place, PETA says eating eggs makes you a bad feminist. No, really. You can't be a feminist and still eat eggs, they claim. And here's why. Apparently, women and chickens share the same plight for control over their own bodies. Thus, when women eat eggs and dairy, they are condoning the sexual exploitation and abuse of their sisters on the farm. No, really, that's what my next guest, Julie Gunlock, tells me. And Julie, I'm glad to have you here to sort this out because I need a roadmap to understand this idiocy. Welcome back.
Oh, well, PETA has become more and more marginalized. They used to be, I mean, not respected, but somewhat more serious. And now they create these sort of outrages to get more, I guess, notice, to be noticed more. So they're just a ridiculous organization. And again, they've marginalized themselves. Now people laugh at them and don't take them seriously. Look, there is a debate here to be had about how we treat animals. There is something. There are, even on the right, there are very interesting conversations going on and debates going on about the role of human beings and how they treat animals and how we should treat animals, and is it right or wrong to hunt or to eat animals. It's a worthy conversation to have, but PETA makes it just ridiculous, and so they really hurt themselves.
See, I don't think
nobody
it's a worthy conversation
seriously
to
anymore.
I don't think it's a worthy conversation to have. I think that the legal and ethical pursuit of wild animals is not to be debated.
Sure.
But that's just for me. And apparently for Chris Pratt as well, that beast, that demon, that, well, apparently ladies think he's pretty attractive. I don't know.
I do.
See, there you go. There goes Gunlock right off the reservation. It's fine. But here's the thing. You say that they're marginalized. I don't know if that's true. What's sad to me is I see these marginal ideas, these half-baked crackpot ideas getting more and more acceptance. I mean, look at what goes on in California. I mean, seriously.
Well, you're right. I mean, that's true. But my point is that you can have an interesting conversation about these things. But when PETA says things like you can't be a feminist and eat eggs, their other thing is if you eat meat, you're going to be bad in bed. if you drink milk, you're a racist. I mean, they make these provocative claims. Again, to be provocative, I guess, to get more views, but nobody takes that stuff seriously. And instead of having a legitimate debate about the treatment of animals, they make these ridiculous claims that no normal person thinks that when you drink milk, you're actually a racist, or that you can't be a feminist if you eat eggs. These things are ridiculous. And so,
well, yeah, you say that, but you just never know who might buy it. By the way, PETA brought in about $50 million so far in 2018.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've raised $50 million for their effort. And, of course, then there's you and I and everybody else that gives them free publicity on a conversation like this because it's so absurd. But the fact of the matter is people do believe it enough.
Well, there are crazy people out there. There are always going to be crazy people who believe crazy things. And this is who they speak to. But the point is what they should be doing is talking about people who, for instance, drop their animals off at a
shelter.
Puppy for their child at Christmas, and then 6 months later decide they can't take it. They can't care for an animal. I mean, there are legitimate conversations to have.
No, that's a legitimate conversation
about animals, and instead of tackling. I mean, look, it's the same with feminism, right? Instead of feminists. Talking about what goes on with women in the Middle East, or what happens to women in Saudi Arabia, they focus on some ridiculous slights here in the United States that don't exist. And so again, you have outrages that are it's a grievance kind of they feed on.
Well, it's finding your, it's channeling your inner victim, Julie.
Right,
Julie Gunlock
exactly.
here with us.
Exactly. Here in the United States, look, you know, animal husbandry, we treat animals, you know, there's this idea that, oh, factory farming is so terrible and we should never eat meat. Look, animals are by and large, humanely treated, even when they are slaughtered. And PETA, you know, claims that, oh, no, it's ridiculous. But again, they go to these great lengths. They talk about, you know, make believe slights. And again, a lot of it is to make money.
Oh, there you go. Follow the money. See, that
That's
makes
right.
sense to me. Follow the money because it is about fundraising. Again, $50 million. And, of course,
right.
A big part of that expense is I can go to their expense list and they pay out, you know, how much for their administration and management
yes,
and all of that sort of thing, right? Operating expenses.
Well, it's the same. And again, it's the same with feminism. You can't ever recognize that things are very good for women now. I mean, you can't ever say, you know, you've come a long way, baby. You know, things are pretty good for women in this country. You have to make things up, like the wage gap. It's a totally false narrative. Women make less than men, not because of some patriarchy. It's because of the choices that they make. Women want to stay home. They want more flexibility in their jobs. They want, you know, they want to stay home with their kids. It's not because of some patriarchy. It's because they make choices, and some of those choices cost money.
Yeah, how dare you?
And women are willing to take less money, to make
sure.
less money in order to have more flexibility in their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But feminists, I mean, they can't deal with this. They can't ever accept that men and women are different. And so they say, no, it's the patriarchy. It's sexism.
No, it's biological dimorphism. It's basic first grade science.
Yeah.
Biological dimorphism. You know what that means? Simply put, there are differences between male and female. Julia, I'm glad we had this scientific lesson here today and this lesson on the culture. I believe 2019 is going to be just one whale of a year in the culture wars because of what's happened in the Democrats coming to California and, of course, into the Beltway, and then, of course, California taking over with supermajorities. Greatly appreciate it. Got to run, Julia, as always.
Merry
appreciate
Christmas.
It. And Merry Christmas to you. It's the Steve Gruber Show.